This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Arkansans who suffered damage in recent storms and flooding will be able to talk face-to-face with Federal Emergency Management Agency officials. It's at one of the 7 disaster assistance centers that are opened or scheduled to be open in Arkansas cities this week. Yesterday, one was opened in Benton. It'll remain open today. Also today, one opens in Walnut Ridge. Tomorrow at Blytheville, Thursday at Corning, Friday at Diaz, Saturday in Harrison, and next Monday at Lono. The price at the pump is down another penny. AAA says the national average price for a regular gallon of gasoline is unleaded, $3.76. That's 20 cents less than a month ago, but still a dollar more than a year ago. Oil prices have dropped below $98 per barrel in morning trading. The Arkansas average price for a gallon of regular unleaded, $3.55, with the lowest at $3.28 a gallon at Hot Springs and $3.32 a gallon at the Murphy USA in Clinton. The highest price in Arkansas for a gallon, $3.99 at Conoco in Searcy and Phillips 66 in Fayetteville. A Sharp County man's been charged in Stone County Circuit Court with stealing a tractor and bush hog at Marcella. Stone County Sheriff Lance Bonds says 32-year-old Jimmy Wayne Bogard stole a Ford tractor and bush hog from the Lowell Lemon residence at Marcella. Then on March 23rd, met Randy Sample at a station in Batesville and sold him the items. Sheriff Bonds says Bogard then delivered the tractor and bush hog to Sample at his residence in Floral and gave Sample a handwritten bill of sale but signed it using a fictitious name. Detective Chuck Day investigated the case. Bogard has had several prior felony convictions and is being charged as a habitual criminal as well as with theft of property. He was put on a $20,000 bond. U.S. nuclear experts were saying it all along, and now Japan is admitting it. The Japanese government says twice as much radiation may have been released into the air as earlier thought following the March earthquake and tsunami that damaged the nuclear plant there. A government report also says damage to the reactors was greater than previously thought, and it says nuclear fuel probably melted through not only the reactor cores, but also the inner containment vessels at 3 different reactors. 5 people have been arrested in Fulton County following a drug raid at Salem. Sheriff Buck Foley says 3 area law enforcement agencies joined together to execute a search warrant on Juniper Berry Road. They located numerous items used in manufacturing meth. Prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden has filed felony charges of manufacturing meth, conspiracy to do so, and possession of drug paraphernalia against Gary Owens Jr., Randall Mathis Jr., Jerry Butler, Jessica Shamblin, and Luetta Butler. Businesses across the nation advertised fewer jobs in April. The Labor Department says employers posted 3 million positions, down from 3,100,000 from March. Job openings have been stuck at about 3 million for 3 months. On the average, there are 4.6 unemployed people competing for each available job. Economists consider a 2-to-1 ratio as healthy. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.